Back to Mac Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, in Texas, you know, it's come to a head, you know, that a number of Texas legislators left the state rather than get trapped into giving a quorum to vote for a really repressive voter repression bill. Went to Washington, D.C. to lobby for federal legislation for fair elections and no gerrymandering. Well, in retaliation, a lot of Texas Republicans in senior positions, including the governor, had said that he'll take action against them for doing it. It just happened. The Texas Speaker, Dade Phelan, they all come out in Dade. Dade Phelan. He issued an arrest warrant for a Democratic legislator, Philip Cortez. Philip Cortez went to Washington, and then he announced he was going to be coming back. And he took some shade from other Democrats for saying he'd come back. I guess he did come back, and then he went back to Washington to lobby some more. And this is what they're going to do. This is a very, very sad state of events down there. This is a state that theoretically could be a great state, great natural resources, big population, all that. But it has a leadership. It has a kind of a Republican leadership and intransigence that is anti-democracy to its core. And this guy is going to bring a criminal charge, which apparently he can under Texas law, against one of these legislators, Philip Cortez. So stand by. That'll be tested in court. In other words, the legality of some requirement that somebody has to be somewhere, if in their judgment they don't think it's in their constituents' interest to be there. If I represent an area and I think it's in my constituents' interest that I not be there, I won't go there. If they disagree with me, they'll vote me out of office. They don't disagree with me, then they'll vote me back in office. But that's the way this works. Now, there's a piece of good news from Missouri, which is hard to believe, but there is a piece of good news from Missouri. Remember, they have this guy, Eric Greitens, who's the front runner for their Senate seat, Spanky. They call him Spanky. He liked to spank people, especially waitresses. And he liked to put them on video and then blackmail them with it. Former governor got squeezed out by his own party, basically for spanking. Suddenly he's the head candidate, he's the lead candidate for the Senate. So maybe we have a shot down there, Spanky. But this isn't about Spanky. It's about a good decision from the Missouri Supreme Court. You may not remember, but like Wisconsin, where we had Scott Walker, the Missouri Republicans also wanted to reject Medicaid enhancement money, federal dollars that they paid in federal taxes. They want to reject. Scott Walker did get away with it because he controlled the legislature here. $1 billion in Wisconsin, our money. He said no to try to look conservative. Then he turned around and funded part of it out of state tax dollars. So we paid twice. The federal tax dollars we didn't get back, and the state tax dollars we had to pay. And we still had 70,000 people not covered by Medicaid. Well, in Missouri, the governor and the rest of them rejected it, but they have and 275,000 people were going to be covered by it. But they have a procedure down there that makes it easier to put it to a statewide referendum. Up here, it has to be passed by two successive legislatures. Then it has to go to referendum. And, you know, if you have two gerrymandered legislatures, they're not going to pass it. Well, down there, they got it on a referendum. And overwhelmingly, the people of Missouri said, we want our federal tax dollars back. We absolutely want this money for Medicaid and cover 275,000 people. And you know what? The governor and the legislature down there said, F you, and wouldn't do it anyway, even after the referendum. That went up to the Missouri Supreme Court. It's a Republican Supreme Court. It's a very conservative Supreme Court. But they've issued a decision now that said the governor and the legislature, under the law and the Constitution of Missouri, cannot ignore a referendum. And so Missouri will get that money, assuming it's still available, and I assume it is, from the Biden administration, he made it available to Wisconsin again, with an enhancer to make us really want to take it. Instead of a billion, it was a little more. And Voss turned it down. And under the lame duck legislation that our Wisconsin Republican Supreme Court endorsed, Voss is the governor, not Evers, for a lot of things, not everything. Evers gets to live in the governor mansion, but Voss gets the power for a lot of things. And he gets the power of a lot of things as attorney general. He's no attorney general, but under lame duck, he gets the power of a lot of things because he can force his legislature to do what he wants because the donors back him up and they're the ones that want him to do it. This is how sick the Republican Party is. Very, very sick, extremely sick. Here's a gig. This is great. Trump's PAC, the Save America Leadership PAC, raised $75 million in the first half of the year. And their stated purpose is to fight the elections, the allegedly crooked elections. So based on that, people gave him $75 million. He hasn't paid a dime. So it's fighting anything. It's there. It's a kitty. He can use it under the formation documents for this PAC. He can use it really for what he wants, in effect, his legal fees, whatever. And he's not using it all for what he said he was going to use it. He can do travel, legal fees, staff, other expenses. Under the law, you can use campaign accounts, campaign-related accounts for your living expenses if you report it as income, pay taxes on it. So if you wanted to, you could rent yourself a very fine apartment and live in it. The only thing is you would have to report it as income that is paid by your campaign account. Much of what you read about, all of these things that Trump says and does and the rest of them, the crazy stuff, much of that stuff is done to fundraise. It's only done to fundraise. And they're successful at it. 75 million bones in the first half of this year ain't hay. That ain't hay. But that's what he got. That's absolutely what he got. There's a sad thing. About 100 CIA officers and family members are among 200 U.S. officials who've been sickened by Havana syndrome. These are senior officers in the CIA and the diplomatic corps. One of them are the ones who hunted Osama bin Laden. And they are sickened, and many of them retire. And what it is it's directed energy beams, and they've now traced it to Russia. Started out in Havana. Russia's penetrated Cuba diplomatically and financially. And this is true elsewhere in Asia, and this is true elsewhere in Eastern Europe. And, you know, the question is, what do we do about it? Do we sicken their people? Do we take other retaliatory action? You don't want to sicken people, but I think it needs retaliatory action. And I think that's got to be to further tighten the noose around their throats economically on oil exports and on fiscal and monetary policy, not buying their debt, that kind of thing. Make it very, very tough on them. These people are dangerous and violent under Putin. They are not fundamentally dangerous and violent or bad people. I've been over there and they're good people, but something's got to be done. Well, we've come to the end of the show. It was a great show. Stand by for some great programming all day long, evening, and on weekends. Matt Flynn Direct, back tomorrow, same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct, signing off for today.